The Gemara says in Daf Kufi Zayin Beis that Mislaininim and Adas Karchlo Hayilam Chelik Ba'aretz. They didn't have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Habanim Natan Mesuchos Avi Avin, Mesuchos Avi Imasein, and they got because of the their grandparents. And Rabbi Yehuda says over here that doesn't mean they got a midin mishmush, but they directly got it from their grandparents. So Shvam is also mashal like this, that there was a din of they bought him kibanim, but not because of a din of mishmush. And the question is, why can't they get a midin mishmush? Just like the nashim and ketanim could get midin, they could have a chelik al tzirusha, even though they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So here also, even though they do not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but why can't their kids get midin mishmush? Why should they be different than nashim and ketanim? And Rabbanan is Masber and Ais Shin Mem Zayin, he says there is a chilik between Meraglim and Nashim and Tanim. Nashim and Tanim, there's no positive din that they can't have a chilik in Eretz Yisrael, they just don't have a chilik in Eretz Yisrael. So if there's no positive hafkah, they're able to get midin mishmash. Mashenkin over here, there's a positive hafkah. That's them, they should have a din, but the Torah is mafkir them from having a chilik in Eretz Yisrael. So once there's a hafkah, that hafkah is mafkir them from the whole din Yerusha, and also mafkir them from the din of mishmash. And they wouldn't get outside that din. The only reason they're able to get is because of this new din of Avi Avi and Bnei Banahem Kibanim, they're able to get directly from the grandfather. But if not for that din, the din of Mishmash wouldn't apply because the Torah is mafkir, that my hafka is going to override that din of Mishmash. Shanky by Nashim and Tanim, there's no hafka from a din of Yerusha, they just don't have a chelik. Over there, they would be able to get a chelik from a din of Yerusha.